Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Function Junction. I'm Eric Fleming.
And I'm Simon Timms.
And today we're going to talk about kind of linking together a trigger with, you know, writing to some other storage, or, you know, you could do it to a queue or something like that. So we're going to kind of use the blob trigger example from that we've just published and expand on a little bit. So we'll go from there. So when we do this, I guess a little background of, you know, maybe why we want to do something like this. So we can kind of create and link together, use these functions to insert data into like table storage, to DocumentDB, to, you know, put something into a queue, something like that, from the trigger that, you know, gets that got triggered, if that makes sense.
So it allows us to like couple together a couple of services, basically.
Correct. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And you can have, so in this example, we're using the blob trigger. So we're going to put some file into the blob storage and then read it and deserialize it into an object and actually save it to our Azure table storage, table. And you can actually put multiple in here. Like you could, you know, if we wanted to do a queue as well, like we could add another queue attribute to this and do something, you know, put a message on the queue at the same time if we want to do something else. It's kind of cool. And in, you know, blob trigger is not the only one you can do this with. We were talking just before this, and maybe a good example, and maybe we can do this later on, would be to actually show, you know, having a UI that, you know, you could have text boxes to enter some data into and then try to save it to Cosmos DB, Document DB, or something like that. But when you do that and add something to Document DB, you know, you have a Document DB trigger that gets, you know, started and then saves it to, you know, puts a message on a queue or does, you know, saves it to table storage for, you know, some analytic purpose later on or something like that. So I think it would be, you know, kind of a cool use for that as well. So this one, I'm just using blob storage, and I have a little demo, which is wedding themed, because probably about the time this gets published, I'll be either getting hitched or about to be hitched. So exciting times.
Wow. It's a good trigger then. Do you have anything hooked up to your wedding vows? Does that trigger anything?
Well, you know,
a life of happiness.
Yes, exactly.
There we go.
Yes. Only got a week countdown here, so not much time to run, but so let's take a look at the file put into blob storage here. Have a little this is actually the output. So I had this JSON just for simplicity for the demo. But we have a wedding guest list. Obviously, I don't have any friends because I only have three people. And Simon, of course, declined because he's from Canada. So,
yeah, we don't believe in weddings up here.
So I have three guests here, and I have some attributes, just name if they're coming, you know, an email address to contact them, a physical address, and what table they'd be sitting at. So pretty simple. But I wanted to, you know, we have this big list of wedding guests, and then just put it into a blob storage, and then blob storage could take care of, you know, just the raw data of it, deserialize it, and then put it into table storage, and I can do something with it later on.
So a really good example maybe of this would be like batch processing is something that we see. Like often people will have a file that's FTP'd to them or something. So we have this file that's FTP'd. We throw it into blob storage, and we just have a function that handles picking it up and processing each entry.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So we have the list here. I have a breakpoint. I don't think I'm running. Let's run this. Still using the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer to do some of this stuff. Go to our blob demo. There's nothing in there. So let's drag our guest list into our blob storage. So the blob storage trigger gets hit. and then we can step through it. We're reading from the blob or reading from that file. We deserialize it into our wedding guest list. So each guest, and then we just, for each one of these, we're adding a row to table storage. So now if we go back and check our wedding guest table, refresh. So now we have three entries in here, you know, with columns. And now we can, you know, later on, if we want to do some sort of process on the table storage, you know, entries, we can go ahead and do that. So it's an easy way to kind of sneak these, sneak. I said sneak because I saw your son walk in the background.
He's not very good at sneakery.
So we can get these values into the table and then come back and do something with them later. Like Simon was saying, you know, probably usually some sort of, you know, batch process that we don't really care about something immediate. But I mean, this just kind of shows how simple it is to wire this up in an Azure function, you know, kind of chain these processes together. And we can, you know, like I said, we can, you know, instead of table here, we can have a queue. We can put a message on the queue that says, hey, go do this other thing or trigger some other processes. So it's really simple. And connections are the same. You know, we have, you know, table connection, blob connection set up in our local settings at JSON. When we deploy these out to production, it would be set up in our settings, our application settings in either Azure or if we were replacing those in the deployment pipeline in VSTS, which we'll get to episodes of that here in the very near future. You know, real easy to get wired up. You know, this is the trigger and this is the actual talking to the table. So like really easy to wire up. So yeah, I think, anything else there for this, Simon?
No, I don't think so. I think you've covered everything pretty nicely. Cool. So thanks everybody for joining us on this episode of Function Junction, and we'll see everyone next time.
Bye everyone.
Bye.